Hey, this is Ryan Miller. I'm the lead pastor of Local City Church. Welcome to our podcast. I hope this talk encourages you, inspires you, and reminds you that there is always hope. That this is just the beginning of a conversation between you and Jesus. Thank you for joining us today. Enjoy the message.
Lord, we have celebrated. Man, I'm feeling fired up, Jesus, after that song. Knowing that whatever I'm going through, I can call on your name today, and you will be there. God, I pray as we step into the message this morning that whether we're here in person or watching online, that you would speak to us, encourage us. As we take notes down today, God, that they would be things that can help us throughout this week. Be with us here in this room, and be with all of our incredible kids and teachers and leaders in Local City Kids right now, as they learn as well that there's good news today, because Jesus is alive. Lord, we love you, and we're thankful for a great day. In Jesus' name we all say amen and amen. Do me a favor, Local City. Why don't you give a clap and shout for everybody watching for Local City Online for Easter Sunday. So glad that you're with us. It's great to have you here today. Well, as we said before, there is good news today, but I also know Easter Sunday's a big deal. So turn to the person next to you. Tell them they look great today. Let them know left and right. You look great today. Local City Online, you look great today. Did my normal H&M shopping for my Easter coat or jacket, you know, that good coloring. And then I brought it home and Adrienne's like, you probably saw it. She's like, that's the exact same color I'm wearing. I said, hey, we've been married for a little while now. We're just naturally thinking alike. But you do look great today, Local City. And I know God has something great with you today that he wants to share. So over this last month of March, which I can't Five Sunday March, which with Easter at the end, been a busy month for sure, but we've been in a collection of talks called I've Witnessed It, and we've been talking about the miracles of Jesus, and it led up to today, Easter Sunday, March 31st, the greatest miracle that has ever happened or will ever happen, that Jesus conquered the grave, and he is alive today. Come on, we can give up some praise and thanks for that. I'm so excited today, not because of a new jacket, not because of a full house. I'm excited today because my Savior, my best friend, Jesus is alive. And you may hear me share about this like I have a relationship with him. That's because I do. And I'm talking about a real person. And my one hope today is that you would take one step closer to Jesus. For some of us today, that step might be just turning around and stop running our own way. For some of us, that may be a recommitting or a resurrendering of our life. For some of us, it may be to start taking big steps rather than baby steps. Whatever it is, my hope today is that you would take one step closer to Jesus, because you're welcomed in. So I just told, as I told you, Shepherd, our six-year-old, his birthday was Friday. And so yesterday, we had a birthday party at the park, and it's super fun. He loves getting all his friends together and eating cupcakes, and we open all his gifts, and he wants to open every single one of them. And my kind of OCD comes in. I'm like, Shepherd, you're going to mix the pieces together, and we're not going to be able to put the tracks together the right way. And he's like, but I just want to open everything. It's just a fun day. And something silly but kind of special happened yesterday at his birthday. So we have a big bounce house for his birthday party. And so all the kids were in there jumping around, getting all sweaty. Probably smells great in there, right? I don't know if you've been a parent, you've ever tried to go in a bounce house to get your kid, but it's pretty humbling how shaky your knees get and all that stuff. You think, oh, I can jump in there. And then you realize, oh, wait a minute, 36 years has aged these knees a little bit, so I got to be careful, right? Well, I was standing on the side, just kind of chaperoning, making sure that the horseplay wasn't getting too crazy. And one of Shepherd's friends came running out of the bounce house, and he was like, Shepherd's daddy, Shepherd's daddy. And I was like, what's up, buddy? He's like, there's someone in there. We don't know. So the first thing I did was, okay, is there some crazy adult in there? No, it wasn't. He's like, no, there's some crazy new kid. We don't know him. I'm like, that's okay. Listen, man, we're here to have fun. Bounce house is for everybody. And so he was like, oh, okay. And I ran back in and started jumping with the kid. And it was interesting to me because, honestly, if I could be serious for a moment, I feel like some of us feel like that in church right now. We're like, hey, there's someone we don't know here. Get them out. Our response and Jesus' response today is, hey, there's someone we don't know here. We're so glad you're here. Jump as high as you want. Hang in there as much as you want. You're never going to get kicked out. Because today we want you to know that you're welcomed. We want you to know that there's good news today. We want you to know that the good news of Jesus is not just for a community or just for the church, it's for you as an individual. Today, the title of today's message is No Other Name. No other name. There is no other name where we will find the victory in our battles. There is no other name where we will find the healing in our bodies. There is no other name where we will find the peace that we need to live this life. There is no other name where we will find the hope that we need to know that we are here for a reason. There's hope today because there is no other name. And that name is Jesus. And just like we sang and invited you to do today, I would ask that you would call on that name. And I'm going to tell you at the end of service today, we're going to give you a chance to do that, to call on the name of Jesus in a real way, to call on the name of Jesus in maybe a way you never have before. But my hope today is that you would leave this place changed, or at least a change in the direction of where your life is going. But let me just remind you, write this down. I like to give you things to write down, okay? So write this down today. The good news this morning is that the grave is empty and Jesus is alive. Come on, we can give it up for that. We also are a call and response church as well. If you're a first timer here, my love language is words of affirmation. So I need those amens, I need those claps just to make me feel good. It's okay. Getting up on stage and speaking is hard, but just help me out, all right? But I know that there's good news today. The only time that there's good news is that something is empty, right? Like when you look at your gas tank empty, oh no! Right? Like if you go to church here, you know that I know how far the needle goes until I really need to stop. Light, that's just a suggestion. That red light, come on. But I know, okay, getting close, like the line is almost touching the corner of the E, it's time to stop, right? That's not good news. But the fact that the grave is empty, that was good news. Why? Because Jesus did what he said he was going to do. And it wasn't just empty. The disciples didn't just run in and steal the body so that people would say, oh, I guess Jesus raised. No, he was alive. Alive. Can I tell you today? There's many things that separate Christianity from every other religion. I know, I was a religious studies major at USF. Come on, go Bulls, right? Well, actually, go Noles, then go Bulls, all right? That's my allegiance first, all right? But it all works. So you do this, and then you go right to that. The thing is that I understand that the difference about Christianity is that our God is still alive. He's still alive. The grave where Jesus was laid is empty because in 3 days, Jesus walked out of that grave alive. Don't believe me? It's not just my word of mouth solution that I want to share with you. There's also historical evidence as well in Matthew chapter 28, verse 5 through 6. An angel, way more believable than me, an angel says this, spoke to the woman, "Don't be afraid," he said. I love this next line. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Guess what? He isn't here. He's risen from the dead just as he said would happen. Come and see where his body was lying." I want you to know you don't have to be afraid today. You don't have to have that religious approach to God today that he looks at you and sees all the wrong. He looks at you and sees a name that he loves so much. And he so desperately wants that name to be written in his family through the name of his son, Jesus. Today, Local City, don't be afraid of the good news. Because you're here. So I could say this with confidence, just like the angel did. I know you're looking for Jesus. Deep down, even if it was just a thing of like, well, it's Easter, we got to go to church. Deep down, we know there's something significant about this day. We're celebrating with billions of people all over the world the greatest news ever heard, that Jesus is alive. So I invite you, I know you're looking for Jesus. I invite you today to look a little deeper. Take a step a little closer. What does the angel say? Other than the angel says, just take me at my word that he's alive. Don't go in there. Just take, like, not that he's trying to, like, cover it up. No, he says, go check for yourself. Today, Local City, go see for yourself how good Jesus is. Go see for yourself the plan he has for your life. Go see for yourself the forgiveness and freedom he offers us. Man, my past is just as messed up as yours. Local City Church is not a place of perfect people. It is a place of perfectly broken, messed up people. Can I get a good amen if you know that, right? It's not about the perfect show. It's about, hey, I'm messed up, you're messed up, but Jesus has taken our mess and turned it into a message. And so for us, we can come and see for ourselves. See, Jesus is inviting you in. You know, a grave is probably a little scary. I don't go hanging out in the cemetery at night, right? I get scared easily, all right? I don't want to be out there. It's a little bit scary to go deeper into a gravesite, into where, what about this, where their heartache was. To see their friend who was brutally killed just a few days ago, to go see that probably hurts, probably is scary. But they went in anyway, and they saw the miracle. Today, you might feel a little fear. You might feel some hurt because maybe at some point you were hurt by people in the church, or there were some doubts or unbeliefs, or maybe God didn't answer a prayer the way you thought he would, and you're not going in today, I'll invite you, come and see. Even though you're broken, even though you're afraid, even though you may even have some pride of like, do I really need Jesus? I've been there in my life. I really need him. I can probably figure this out. Man, come and see today. Because here's the thing we're celebrating. The grave is empty and Jesus is alive, but here is the invitation, the only invitation that God has given us in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says this, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. I'm just going to tell you, I'm standing confidently on this stage today telling you, you will not find salvation, eternal salvation, outside of the name of Jesus. You may find earthly satisfaction. You may find earthly success, but you will not find eternal salvation and eternal significance without the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus isn't just, oh, he's a cool guy. Turn water to wine, raise some dead, oh, he's cool. No. He is my God, he is my Lord. He gets to tell me what my life is about. He has the final authority. And man, that may sound like chains, but I gotta tell you, it is freeing. Because when I'm my own worst enemy and saying how terrible of a person I am or all the mistakes I've made, how I'm not worth anything, how I don't belong in the family of God, I'm so thankful I've given authority and surrendered my life to the name of Jesus. When I don't feel like I believe it, when I have doubts, I can lean into the name of Jesus who says, hey, I bought your life with the price of my life. I conquered the grave so you could be alive. So don't believe the lies you're telling yourself. Believe the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I think we can get a little bit more thankful than we just did for that today. Come on. I know you may be like, that guy's excited. I know, but I get excited about things. The stuff that I love, I tell everybody about. I see a movie I like, I'm gonna tell you about 100 times. You gotta go see this. Because I get excited about things, and I'm excited about Jesus. What I wanna do today is give you 4 things. I like to make it really easy. So when you leave today, you can remember these 4 things. At the name of Jesus, what happened? At the name of Jesus, walking out of that grave alive, what happened? Here's the first one. At that name, number one, salvation was secured. The opportunity to be forgiven of my past and set free for my future was secured, not because of anything I did. Maybe you're in this place and you are working so hard outside of these walls to secure something for yourself. I can tell you, you might achieve some of those things, but it, at the end of the day, will leave you wanting. Because the only thing that you can secure in your life that will meet every need, that will continuously fight every battle, that will bring you the fulfillment and purpose that we're so desperately seeking is the salvation under the name of Jesus. Why do we invest in churches across the entire world that hopefully we may never go to, but in heaven we'll get to celebrate those people who are in heaven because of those churches in Africa that we invested in and that we helped build? Because we know that the salvation is the greatest miracle ever that someone can experience for themselves, to call on the name of Jesus and have him step into someone's life so they can be forgiven and set free. I will do, we will do whatever it takes to give someone that opportunity, because we know salvation was secured. That's the only answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The resurrection from the dead. Our very close friend who has given us access back to our heavenly Father God. Come on, we can again. Yeah, go. Let's go. It's Easter. Come on. It's Easter. I want you to not walk out of this room feeling shaky. Feel, oh man, what's this life all about? The life's about Jesus. The life has the purpose knowing that your heavenly Father breathed life into you. And when you call on the name of Jesus, your salvation is secure. One of my greatest honors as a dad is both times. We've got 2 of them. At some point we may have a third, so I'm going to try to go 3 for 3, right? Every time when you go to the hospital and you're taking the baby home, they go in to check to make sure you got the car seat in the right way. And both times with Shepherd and Teddy, the nurse has been like, whoa, dad, great job. This thing's secure. And I'm like, yes, because that thing is holding my tiny little baby. And I just didn't just haphazardly do this. I watched some YouTube University to know how to tighten that belt, get in there, come on, seatbelt, like until I couldn't even pull it anymore. I'm getting blisters on my hands because this thing is holding my son. Can I tell you today, God's a better father than I am. And he's secured a place for you. But you're not a baby. You have to actually accept it. You actually have to surrender and say, God, you can do this way better than I can. And I still haven't encouraged you enough. Here's what it says in Romans 10:13. For everyone. That word everyone in the Greek means everyone. Everyone. Not the guy on stage. Not the people who have come to church. Not the people who believe all the time. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God can't change your life if you don't call on him. Jesus can't answer you if you don't call. The opportunity and the invitation today is to be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. To say yes for the first time, to recommit, or to jump deeper in. This thing only works all in. It only works all in. Doesn't work kind of like this, right? Because guess what? Life has a way of, if these stage pieces, thank God they're not, but if these stage pieces were slowly separating, I'm not flexible enough to stay up here. I'll fall. I'll get hurt. And the same thing happens in our faith when we don't say, you know what? No. I'm all in over here. I'm all in with Jesus, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult. Because here's what I know. Not only was salvation secured, but number two, sin was severed. Some of us, unbeknownst to people in our life, maybe even our spouses and our family, we carry the weight of our past sin everywhere that we go. Everywhere that we go, we think about those past mistakes. Everywhere that we go, we think about those things that we said. Everywhere we go, we think about those times where maybe we hurt someone or got in that argument with our spouse or said that thing to our child or who knows. But I have an inventory in my mind of the things I know that I've done that were wrong. And sometimes those things can weigh me down. Sometimes those things can begin to convince me so much that I don't have access to God anymore because of what I've done. Can I encourage you today? Do not diminish or demean the sacrifice of Jesus. And realize when he stretched his arms wide, he paid for your sin. He forgave you and set you free, not so that you can keep ruminating about all the wrong things, but so that you can stand secure knowing that sin was severed forever and you are eternally and fully free today. Here we go. Come on, if you're thankful for that freedom. Come on. It says this in Psalm 103:12, that God has removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. Why is it not north and south? Because eventually, if I'm going north in the world, eventually I'll start going south. But if I go east, I'm always going east. Meaning that God has not just separated your sin at a great distance. It's never touching again. You've been severed from them. God has forgotten them. I remember there was a moment in my life where I was just still going over these past sins and things that I'd said and done, and God was like, what are you talking about? I don't even remember the thing that you're talking about. I had this life for you, and you're letting these things hold you back. See, some of us, we're living like this. We know maybe we've been forgiven, but we're just putting distance between us and that thing, but it's still there. It's still holding us back. It's keeping us from running fully free and fully alive and knowing that we've been forgiven so that my life is way more about my future than my past. I learn from my past, but I don't live in it. Some of us are living this way, trying to add more success or run faster or add that next thing and relationship, but we're still tied to those things in our past. Can I encourage you today? Let Jesus sever those things. Let Jesus begin to do the deep work and totally separate you from that past, so that you can be free to go about your life and leave that old stuff in the past. Does that sound good to you? Does that help you today? Come on, to live fully free. I mean, there's good news. That's why when you leave today, we got these mugs that say, there's good news today for you. Take one. Just take one. Don't take two, because we got a second service coming, all right? But we want you to remember every morning, there's good news. Here's one of my favorite ones. Number three, that Satan was shut up. Ooh! I like that. Come on, yeah, that's good. Now, my son knows we don't say shut up in our house. But there's only one person you can say shut up to, and that's Satan. Because he's defeated. I'm very competitive. I played pickleball with a guy from church this past week, and he said, I could see some of that competitiveness coming out. I'm like, yeah, it used to be real bad. But getting married, becoming a dad, calmed me down a little bit, but it used to be real bad. You know what I never cared about? If the scoreboard read that I won and the game was over, whatever that loser was saying, keep talking, man. I would just do this. Scoreboard, man. I don't care what you say. Some of us need to look at the enemy sometimes and be like, yo, man, scoreboard. You lost, and you're going to lose over and over and over again. I may be behind sometimes because life is hard, life is difficult, but scoreboard, bro, you're defeated. You are shut up. Maybe you think about it this way. I brought a very spiritual example here. Blender. So you ever done this to someone? Yeah, they've been talking to you like, hey, what'd you say? I'm sorry, what was that? Like, if Satan starts tripping out, you just be like, oh, I'm sorry, Satan, what'd you say? I'm sorry, you want to say that lie again, bro? Right? And now that sound's not a blender. It's you saying, hey, God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God says my sin has been removed as far as the east is from the west. God says that Jesus gave his life, that whoever believes will have life. So I'm not going to live in the death you're trying to lay on me anymore. I'm going to live in the life of Jesus. So Satan was shut up. I want you to know, you got to shut up the voice of Satan in your life. You got to hit play on that blender a little bit to turn up the voices of what worship says about you, of what God says about you, of what the word says about you, of what people in your past have said about you, and you're still living there. Would you shut those things up and start to seek the good news that Jesus has for you? Come on. It's good. Romans 16:20 says this, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. I used to sing this song in kids' church when I was growing up. Romans 16:19 says, be excellent as what is good, be innocent of evil, for the God of peace will soon crush Satan. That's what we do. I think maybe some of us need to realize that when Satan comes by, it's like, no, man, you're done. You have no voice in my life. And listen, sometimes Satan's gonna sound like your past. Sometimes he's gonna sound like people that have labeled you. Sometimes he's gonna sound like my own prideful voice. And I need to realize, nah. I'm listening to Jesus' name today because Satan was shut up. And I'm turning up loud the voices of everything else. It's like when you go to the airport, I'm going on a flight in a couple of weeks and you gotta bring your license. And they say, hey, who are you? Right here. You need to realize that sometimes life is going to say, hey, who are you? And you need to have your identity in Christ ready to say, here's who I am. I'm a son and daughter found in the good grace of Jesus, and I'm back in the family of God. I'm forgiven and set free. So I get access because of my identity that Jesus has given me. So I get to walk in to this life. And the enemy may try and label me or lie to me, but guess what? Because of Jesus walking out of that grave, he has been shut up. He is silenced. He is under my feet today. And here's the last thing. It's at that name, a seat was saved. Maybe you've been looking at this chair, and is he going to talk about that chair, or is that just for if he gets tired? Well, it's both. No, it's for you. When I did this message, I wrote down a seat was saved, but I would encourage you, maybe as you're writing it down, to cross out that A and write, my seat was saved. Because some of you need to realize that Jesus was thinking about you way before this day. Some of us need to realize that Jesus, you were on the heart of Jesus way before you even believed in him. You were on the heart and mind of Jesus when he was on the cross. It's what kept him there. And in Hebrews it says, because of the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He despised its shame so that he could save you a seat. So that he could know that in 3 days he was walking out alive, and he wasn't walking out just to, of course, show his glory, but also to say, hey, you're welcomed here. See, the thing about saving a seat is it doesn't mean anything unless the person it's saved for sits there. And here's the thing. In the family of God, there are an endless number of seats saved, but only so many seats taken. Because it's hard to surrender our life. Life is difficult. We go through battles. We go through difficult things. But just as clean and pristine as this chair is, I want you to know spiritually, there's a chair sitting for you. It's been saved. It's got your name on it. But it doesn't mean anything if we, oh, yeah, I know that. It's good. I know my seat's there. I have to go take it. And I have to realize that I can sit here confidently because Jesus saved it for me. I don't have to worry about whether or not I deserve to sit here. I don't have to worry about whether or not I've got to earn it. It's been given to me freely. And the thing that Jesus asked me to do is simply rest in his presence, rest in the seat that he saved for me. He says this to his friends in John 14. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled, please, local city. Don't let your hearts be troubled today. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's house. If this were not so, wouldn't I have told you that? But I am going to prepare a place for you. Your place is prepared. But that seat is going to be saved and empty until you say, you know what? I'm just got to surrender or resurrender and sit back down and know that, man, my salvation was secured. My sin was severed from me. Satan is quiet and shut up in my life. This seat was saved for me so that I can know that I have a place with Jesus, so that I can know that my marriage and my family are held together because of Jesus, not because of my success or me working hard. The greatest miracle, the good news today, has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with Jesus. But I thank God every day that I'm invited to celebrate that good news. So today is not a message of, hey, come on, be strong, go fight. Today's message is, hey, sit down. Sit in the seat that was saved for you. For the men in here, for the women in here, for the families, for the marriages that are at wit's end, for the families that are going through it right now, for the people who feel lost and broken. It's so freeing because every single one of us can sit down and you can trust God today. And this seat has your name on it. We so desperately want to help you know. Good news is not just on Easter, it's every day. And it's for you. When Jesus walked out of that grave, he went and visited his friends. He called them by name, forgave them, restored them, encouraged them, and then they went to change the world. We get to celebrate that today. Remember, I was listening to a guy's testimony in our morning Bible study recently. I'll close with this. And he was saying, you know, I walked into church because I saw a flag on the side of the road. It's why we have like 800 of them. We don't want anyone to miss it. But he walked in and he said, no one knew that I didn't want to be alive. And I was giving God one last chance. And he spoke to me in that moment. He invited me in. And I just gave him everything. And my life's never been the same. It hasn't been easy, but it's never been the same. And it took that one decision. See, it only works all in. Our invitation to you is to give us, this may sound like a long time, but if it changes your life, I think it's worth it. Give Jesus a year. Just say yes to him. Get plugged into this church or another great church. I know a lot in the city. I'll send you there. But I think this is a great church too. Say yes to Jesus. Take your seat in his family. Get plugged into his house. See what God does in a year. See how much your life begins to change. Because Jesus has prepared the place for you. I just want to sit down. So why don't you do me a favor today? We're going to have a special moment today as we close. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. See, this moment today is not about anything except you and Jesus. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I just want to turn the music, the band's playing up a little bit. And I just want you to have a moment with God before we close in one final song. But this moment's between you and Jesus. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to open your hearts. I want to think about, man, have I stepped into salvation? Do I know that it's secure because of what Jesus has done? Man, am I still holding on to that sin from the past? Am I still letting Satan speak those lies over me? Have I sat down in the seat that was saved for me? And here's the thing, Local City, with every head bowed and every eye closed, it's a special moment. We're doing something different today because I think God wants to do something different in your life. It may sound a little silly, but at any point in these next few moments where you want to say yes to Jesus for the first time, maybe you want to resurrender or recommit your life to him. Maybe you want to say, you know what, Pastor, if you're challenging me to give it a year, I'm going to do that. At any point today, I want you to just take your phone out real quick and tap that disc in front of you and click the box that says said yes today. We want to send you a Bible. We want to celebrate you in a couple weeks for Baptism Sunday. We want to plug you into this family so that you can realize the best is truly yet to come and there is good news today and every day. This moment's between you and God. Even if you need to pray to yourself there, what are you showing me today, Jesus? At any moment, say yes to Jesus. Take that next step. Take a bigger step. Let us know by tapping your phone to that disc today. But let's just turn the music up for this moment. Let God speak to us, and our team's going to sing, and we'll be finished this morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Local City Podcast. I want to encourage you to take the message you just heard and allow it to go deeply into your heart. Let Jesus do the deep work that only he can do. A special thank you to everyone who gives to Local City Church. Your generosity makes this podcast possible and creates life change for so many people. You can be a part of spreading this message by going to localcity.church/give. You can also subscribe, rate, and share this message with your family and friends. Thanks again for listening. God bless you. Have a great day.